Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come together now, both here and out on Zoom, we pray, Lord, that what we do may be pleasing to you, that your truth may be spoken. And Lord, as we get into your word, as we study it, that we will learn about your power and your truth and resolve to follow you, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask these and pray. Amen. At the top came across this interesting page on the internet the other day. It's one of the challenges levied by unbelievers against the Bible is that it contains scientific errors and so it cannot be true. Miss Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, turn on your speaker.
Oh,
turn on your monitor, microphone, sorry.
Myself. Okay. 那么有一天呢, 我在上网的时候, 看到了这一篇文章, 叫做从圣经来看宇宙学。 那么这里提出了, 就是有一些, 不信圣经的人, 挑战说, 圣经里头包含了科学错误, 所以我们不能相信它。
Challenges such as the claim that the earth is flat, the earth does not move, the earth rests on pillars, and so on.
那么这些挑战包括了地球是平的, 地球是不会动的, 还有就是地球是被柱子撑起来等等。
Is this a problem?
这是一个问题吗?
Well, some Christians say no. They say that the Bible only teaches spiritual truths and it's not a science textbook.
那么有些基督徒会答道说不, 就算圣经里面讲到了这些事语，但其实圣经不是本科学教科书，它只是讲属灵的真理。What
did Jesus say?
但是耶稣自己怎么说呢?
If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事。
So if we cannot believe him on earthly things, things that we can test, why should we believe what the Bible says about spiritual matters which we cannot test?
那么如果我们不能相信耶稣所说在地上的事物，我们可以体验测试的事情。那么为什么会相信他告诉我们关于灵方面事物的事情，这些我们不能测试的事情呢？
But does the Bible really contain scientific errors?
但是圣经真的包含这么多科学的错误吗?
Let's not be so quick to believe that charge.
我们不要这么快就相信他的指控。Let's
look at some of these. Does the Bible, for example, really teach that the earth is flat?
那么让我们来看看他们的指控吧。圣经是否真的有教导地球是平的呢?
The two verses they adduce. Number one says, Behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste, distorts its surface, and scatters abroad its inhabitants.
那么这里有两个经文，第一个是以赛亚书24章1节的，看哪，耶和华使地空虚，变成荒凉，又翻转大地，将居民分散。There's
nothing here about the earth being flat.
这里没有任何的经文可以说到地球是平坦的。
And really, the Hebrew Eretz, which can be translated earth or land, should clearly be translated land here, not earth.
那么希伯来语这边 Eretz 是可以翻译成地球或土地的，但这里显然是应该翻译为土地，而不是地球。
Or else, where else would the inhabitants be scattered?
如果不是这样的话，那么这个居民怎么去分散呢？怎么如果不是分散在大地上的话，而是在地球，是分散到地球的哪呢？
The other verse they give is this. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
另外在马太福音这里又说到，魔鬼带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
But all that word showed means, the Greek word is that he makes it known. It doesn't mean he literally saw everything.
这边说指给他看的意思，在这里的希腊文里头是讲到是指示、指导他，并没有说他真的把全部的所有的东西都让他给看到。
So neither of these verses actually teach that the earth is flat.
所以这两段经文呢都没有说地球是平的。
Interestingly, in a day when most people didn't know this, the Bible teaches that the earth is in fact round.
实际上在当时那时候，很多人都不了解，甚至不知道地球其实是圆的，但是圣经反而有提到。
Isaiah 40:22 says, "It is He who sits above the circle of the earth."
以赛亚书里面写到，神是坐在地球的大圈之上。
And in Job 26:10, we read that.He drew a circular horizon on the face of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness.
在约伯记里面知道，神在水面的周围画出界限，直到光明黑暗的交界。
Now there's only one shape that can look like a circle, have a circular horizon from any view at all in space, and that is a sphere.
那么只有一种形状看起来是圆形的。是在外太空任何角度所看到的都是一个圆形，是一个球体。
Not only does the Bible not teach that the earth is flat, it actually teaches the right shape of the earth.
圣经不但没有说地球是平的，甚至告诉了我们正确的地球的形状。
Do you see a circular horizon on the face of the waters here? Because I do.
你是否可以看到在光明和黑暗交界的地方看到了一个这个水面圆弧的线呢
At the boundary of light and darkness?
这里你可以看到在光明和黑暗的交界。
Here it is at night.
这个是地球晚上的画面。
How did the Bible writers know what the earth would look like from space?
你这个圣经的写作的人怎么可能知道地球的长相呢
？Unless this is not just the word of ancient men, but the word of God.
除非这圣经里面所写的话语不只是以前古老的人所写的，反而是神自己本身所告诉我们的话语。
About here, does the Bible teach that the earth does not move?
那么圣经是否教导地球是不会移动的呢？
Well, they cite this verse here where it says, tremble before him all the earth, the world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved.
那么他们拿这个历代志的圣经经文来说，全地要在他面前颤抖，世界坚定不得摇摇。
That mean it's fixed in a physical location?
但是这里的不得动摇表示说它是固定在一个地方吗？
Look at these other verses. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我们接下来看看其他的经文，比如这一段：我将耶和华常摆我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
Does that mean I'm fixed in one physical location?
那么我不致动摇的意思是表示说我是固定在一个地方吗？
For the king trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved.
或这一句， 王依靠耶和华，因至高者的慈爱必不动摇。
Is the king fixed in one physical location, frozen on the spot?
那么这个王是在一个地方被冻住了吗？被固定住了吗？他是在一个位置，并且永远没办法移动吗？
Keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved.
那么下一句，他使我们的性命存活，也不叫我们的脚摇动。
Are our feet fixed in one space on the surface and we cannot move away from it?
那么我们是否我们的脚是固定在一个物理的位置呢？我们没办法从那里动，移开吗？
That'd be pretty terrible, wouldn't it?
如果是这样的话，就真的很糟糕，很惨的。
Now, not be moved does not refer to being fixed in a physical location. It means moving along in life as God intended and not being pushed away from that.
那么这里我们可以了解到，必不动摇，并不表示说我们是被固定在某一个位置，反而是因为上帝有他的在我们的生命之中有他的意图，而他的理念是不会被干扰，不会被打扰的。
Yeah, in fact, we could go through, if we had time, we could go through every one of these, and we'd see that the Bible does not teach any scientific error in any of these or in anything else.
那么因为时间的关系，我们没办法将这全部的这个问题都解答，但是我们有的话可以看到，其实全部这些指控都不成立的。
But there's more.
但是还有更多的。
As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
The skeptic brings up the issue of science to discredit the Bible.
怀疑论者提出科学方面的问题来抹黑圣经。
Not only does he fail to do that, as we look at the science in the Bible, we see an amazing thing.
但他失败了。但不但如此，我们查看圣经里面关于科学的时候，我们会看到一个很惊讶的事情。
If we notice carefully what we are reading,
如果我们小心和注意我们在阅读的内容。
There are statements in the Bible that we read and we don't pay particular attention to because it's obvious to us.
因为在圣经里面很多的经文，我们可能阅读的时候并不会特别注意到一些关于科学的事情，因为对我们来讲，它是一个已经是很普遍的，是一个很符合逻辑的事情。
But if we stop and think about it, we realize that we can only know about these things because science has discovered them.
那如果我们暂停一下，想一想，我们之所以知道这些所现的普遍的事实，是因为我们对于科学的了解，让我们发现了它们。
Before that, we didn't know about these things.
在此之前，我们并不知道。
So on their own, the writers of the Bible could not have known about them, yet the facts were there all along.
尤其是圣经的作者，古老的人们，他们根本不可能会知道。
How can that be unless there is a supernatural power, God inspiring the writers?
但是他们怎么可能将这些科学里面的事实写在这个圣经里面呢？除非是有一股超自然的力量，是神启发了他们。
Let's look at some of these.
让我们来看看这些吧。
If I ask you what does the earth rest on, that would be an easy question, wouldn't it?
如果我问你一个问题，就是说地球是站在什么上面呢？这个、可能对你来说是一个很无聊的问题。
And yet it's not intuitively obvious.
但其实这个不是马上就能够知道的哦。
What happens if I let go of this pen? What will happen?
如果我将这支笔放开的话，这支笔会干嘛呢？
It falls.
会掉下来。
Things don't float. The pen is only up if I'm holding on to it.
一般来讲，东西不会浮起来的。这支笔 之所以可以浮在空中是因为我拿着它所以才浮了起来。
So what does the earth rest on?
所以说地球是谁支撑的呢?
Every ancient peoples believe the earth had to be held up by something because things don't just float.
每一个古代民族都认为地球是一定要有什么东西来支持住它,因为东西是不浮起来的。
The ancient Greeks, for example, believed that the earth was held up on the shoulders of Atlas.
古希腊文化认为亚特拉斯这个古神是将地球撑在他的这个肩膀上面。
The ancient peoples of India believed that the earth was held on the backs of four giant elephants who were standing on the back of an enormous sea turtle swimming in an infinite sea of milk.
古印度人对于地球的了解是由四只象所撑起来的，而这四只象是在站在这只大乌龟的身上。那这只大乌龟是在这个无尽的海洋之中游着。
If things don't float, the earth can't float. It must be hanging on something.
因为一般来讲，东西是并不会自己浮起来的。那地球也不是浮起来，所以一定要支撑着或者站在什么上面。
But what does the Bible say?
那么圣经是怎么说的呢?
He stretches out the north over empty space. He hangs the earth on nothing.
神将北极铺在空中，将大地悬在虚空。
Which science eventually discovered to be the case.
这个之后科学才发现了这是真的。
How did the Bible know this counterintuitive thing that no one else knew for centuries?
那么圣经怎么可能知道这个反直觉的这个事实呢?
Unless, of course, the words were coming from God.
除非是神,他创造了这个地球,他告诉了我们。
Well, the skeptics desperately try to get around this.
那么怀疑论者很想找一些理由 来说这是不可能的。
They say, never mind verse 7, look at verse 11, where it says that the pillars of heaven tremble. It says there's pillars, you saw that on the list, pillars in heaven, and there's no such thing.
那么你们不要看第七节，因为这个其实只是一种说法而已。比如说第十一节这里写到天上面有柱子，天上面有柱子嘛，有柱子就表示说这是错的嘛。
And obviously there are no pillars. Pillars are like solid columns. There's none of those out in heaven, out in space, are there?
那么当然可能，那当然这天上或者是天上根本不可能有柱子，因为柱子是坚硬的东西。我们知道柱子长什么样子嘛，这天上不可能有柱子的。
This is supposed to be an error. Now, it is true that the word pillar in the Bible often does refer to an upright, solid supporting structure.
没错，一般来讲，柱子，我们知道它是长什么样子的，是一个直直的、坚固的、支撑东西的这种东西叫柱子。
Yet by no means does pillar always refer to something solid.
但是柱子不是任何的时候都是固体的哦。
Look at these passages.
我们来看看以下的经文。
The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.
日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们。
Exodus 14:24 speaks of the pillar of fire and cloud.
到了晨更的时候，耶和华从云火柱中向埃及军兵观看。
Joel 2:30 speaks of pillars of smoke.
约珥书这边写到，在天上地下，我要显出奇事，有血，有火，有烟柱。
These pillars are not solid. What they are roughly vertical columns of hot gases, dust, and so on.
那么这些柱子可不是固体的哦，这些直行的柱子是由粒状物质或者是由热气体所形成的。
And we'd have to ask then, if we're looking at this kind of pillar, do we find those anywhere? Do we find them in the entire expanse of space in the heavens?
那么像我们看，那如果是像这样子的柱子的话，像热气体或者粒子物质所构成的柱子，我们在天空或者是外太空有看得到像这种东西吗？
Do we see roughly upright columns of particular matter and or hot gases in outer space?
我们能够在外太空看到像类似这样子支柱吗？有这样热气或者是粒颗物所形成的支柱呢？
Well, you look up in the sky, do you see anything like that? No, of course not.
那么如果我们现在向外面看看，在天空里看到，不能够看到像这样子的东西。
So the Bible was wrong.
那么圣经是错的咯。
Or was it?
但是真的吗？
Get those telescopes, look into deep space, things that the ancient peoples had no way of knowing about, no way of seeing, are there pillars out in the outer reaches of space?
但是这不一定的。如果我们用望远镜可以看到外太空很远很远的地方，我们是否能够看到像这样子的东西呢？
Yes, there are.
是有的。
It's in the Eagle Nebula, named by NASA as the Pillars of Creation.
这个是银星云，这个银星云，这个是 NASA, 他们叫做创生之柱。
Roughly vertical upright columns of dust and hot gases.
如果你在这个看的话，这个长不长得像是支柱，是由热气体和微粒物质所形成的呢？
Here's another one, the Stellar Spire in the Eagle Nebula.
那么在这个银星云之中，有一个像这个叫做星之皇后星云。
Stand back a little farther and here's what they look like.
你如果站远一点看到的时候，这个是长这个样子的。
You know, we got that picture of the pillars of creation, 1995.
你们知道什么时候才照得到像这样子的创生之柱吗？1995年才发觉到。
Another one, the cone nebula.
另外一个这个锥状星云。
So there are pillars in heaven.
所以实际上在外太空我们可以看到有像柱子一样的东西。
How did the Bible writers way back around 1400 BC know about this?
那么这个写圣经的作者在1400年纪元之前怎么可能知道外太空有这种东西的存在呢？
When nobody suspected until the days of modern science.
因为以前根本没有人可以想到的，一直到现在有科学的发达才能够发现这些东西。
Unless, of course, God was inspiring the writing.
除非真的是神给他们的启示，让他们知道。
Here's another one.
还有一个。
How many stars are there?
天上的星星有几颗呢？
And again, the answer would seem obvious to us. We know that there are billions and billions of stars out there, so many we couldn't possibly count them.
当然对我们来说这个是很简单的问题。我们当然知道有成千上万的，根本没有办法来计算。
But guess what? We didn't know that until Galileo in the 17th century studied the skies with his telescope.
但其实我们以前是不知道的，一直到伽利略在17世纪用他的望远镜可以看到外太空，才知道有这么的多。
That was the first time we realized there are a lot of stars out there that we cannot see with our own eyes.
在那个时候我们才知道有许多的恒星是在外太空的，是没办法我们普通的用眼睛所看到的。
Billions and billions, countless.
成千上万的，许多的，无法计数的。
But before that, people thought that what you can look up in the sky and see and count, that's all there is.
那么在这个之前，其实很多人都觉得天上的星星就是我们所看到那些数得起来。
How many stars? Hipparchus thought there were 1,022.
总共有几颗呢 ？T. Parker 这个人以为有1022颗。
Ptolemy 1056。
Ptolemy 以为有1056颗。
Tycho Brahe 777。
Tycho Brahe 以为有770几颗。
Johannes Kepler, who discovered the laws of planetary motion, thought there were 1,005 stars.
Johannes Kepler, 一个很有名的外星学家，他以为有1005颗。
This is not a big number.
这几个都不是很大的数目。
No one thought that the number of stars was so big that would be uncountable, like the sand on the seashore. Everyone can count to 1,000.
以前没有人觉得说天上的星星是像海边的沙这么多的，因为很多人都可以数到1000呢。
And yet from the very beginning, the Bible treated the number of stars as uncountable.
但是圣经自古到今就已经说到天上的星星是超过我们能够数算的。
That in Jeremiah 33:22.
在耶利米书33章22节。
Hebrews 11:12.
希伯来书的11到12节。
The number is uncountable, according to the Bible, in a day when everybody thought the numbers were relatively small and easy to count. Now we know the Bible was right all along.
在圣经里面一直都讲说，天上的星星就是那么的无数，就是没有办法计算的。
And so again, we have to ask, how did the writers of the Bible know what nobody else in those days knew? And yet what science has finally proven to be correct.
我要再一次问这个问题。在古时候的时候，写这些书的时候，他们怎么可能知道，没有科学的认识之中，怎么可能知道像我们现在因为科学所发现之后所了解的事情呢？
Are there scientific errors in the Bible? Let's give you a few more examples. Let us jump over to Genesis.
那么我们还有其他的科学的错误吗？我们来到创世纪看看。
The very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, the account of God's creation of the world and the life in it.
那么一开始我们看到圣经里头创世纪写到神创造的天地。
And we notice this interesting thing as we go through Genesis chapter 1, there is this use of the word created and the use of the word made. Three times in Genesis 1, God says created.
那么我们在这里头看到，在圣经里头有两个不同的字眼，一个是创造，一个是造出。那么在圣经的这个创世纪里头有三次，它只写说是创造。
Everywhere else, he uses the word made.
但是其他的地方，他们写说是造出了。
And that's intentional.
那这个是有原因的哦。
You see, the Hebrew word for create, bara in Hebrew.Refers to something miraculous, something that only God can do. People cannot do bara.
因为在希伯来文里头，这个创造是有一点不同的。这个 bara 这个字是只有上帝能够做的。
You have to override some law of nature to do a bara.
用这个 bara 的创造是要做一些超越我们现在在科学所了解的一些法定、一些规则。才是我能做出来的。
Whereas the word for make, asa, simply refers to taking existing matter and reshaping it.
Asa, 这个我们中文翻译成的造，可能是比较好说是改造，是将现有的这些物体或是一些东西把它改造。
Like taking bricks and boards and glass and making a house.
像比如说拿一些砖块，将这些砖块重组成盖成的房子，这样子的做法。
People can do it. That does not require you to override a law of nature.
那么这些是人们可以做到的，自然的定义或者是法则是不需要给推翻的。
So let us look at where God uses bara, create, and where he uses asa, make.
那么让我们看看在什么情况之下、圣经里面写到了这个 bara 是奇迹方面的创造，在其他的、那另外一些例子什么时候是用这个 asa 这种造出或是改造的这个说法。
Bara is used in these three places.
那么巴拉只在这三个地方有出现过。
The first, verse 1, is where he brings the sum total of matter and energy into being out of which he builds the entire physical universe.
那么第一段是在这边第一节的时候写到，他将所有在我们认识的空间之中、所有里面的东西这些物体所有的东西创造了出来。
And then he reshapes this material that he's made into dry land, into wetland, into sun, the moon, stars, and so on.
那他之后将这些所有的能量或是物体全部的、改造，将它变成了比如说大地，变成了水或其他的。
There's no bara again until he makes the living beings in verse 21.
那么 bara 这个创造这个词一直到21节才再次的使用，在这里头他将 有生命的物体给创造了出来。
And then finally in verse 27 when he makes the human being.
然后之后在27节这边写到这个创造，就是说他创造人的时候才再次利用这个字。
This is why the human being consists of three elements, three parts.
所以我们知道这里只有人类是有三个部分的。
As we see in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, your whole spirit, soul, and body.
我们在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书这里看到，人是有灵、有魂、有身体的。三个不同的部分。
Body, the physical part.
身体是物体的成分。
Spirit, the life force.
这边看到是有灵，是一种有生命的。
And soul, that third element, the thing that makes us different from animals, the things that make us morally accountable, creative, and so on.
然后有魂，魂是这个地方是让我们和其他的动物是不一样的，我们有自己的想法，自己的理念，可以创造不同的事物，这个是我们只有我们有的。
So according to the Bible, God needed a miraculous act to create matter energy out of nothing.
那么圣经告诉了我们，神是需要打破自然法则来创造的。
And he did a miracle to bring life into being out of non-living matter.
那么他在把生命从无生命的东西里面带出来的，那又是另外一个奇迹。
What has science discovered since?
那么在科学方面来讲，这个有什么的，有什么的，有什么，有什么要，有什么比较难了解到的东西？
One of the most fundamental laws of science is called the first law of thermodynamics.
那让我们来看看，在科学上面有一个定律，这个定律是热力学的第一个定律。
Matter energy cannot be created or destroyed by any natural process, but only changed from one form to another.
那么这个定律写到，能量既不会凭空产生，也不会凭空消失。它只会由一种形式转化成为另外一种形式，或者是从一个物体转到其他的物体。
Heinrich Helmholtz discovered that in 1847.
这个在赫姆霍是在1874年才、说明了这个的原理。
That means that you would need a miracle to bring matter energy into being from nothing, and that's exactly what Genesis 1 tells us.
所以如果宇宙里面有这些物质能量 是需要一种的奇迹打破这个科学定律才可以出现的。
Bible was there all along.
圣经一直都知道这个道理。
What else?
还有呢？
The next creative act was to bring life out of non-living matter.
那么在第二十一节写到他把这个生命从无生命的物质给创造出来。
People used to believe that life could come out of non-living matter.
那么以前呢，古人觉得生物从无生物里面跑出来是可以的。
Evolutionists still try to tell you that. Atheists still try to tell you that.
进化论、无神论者还是告诉你，有生命的是可以从无生命的出来的。
In 1864, science discovered what's called the law of biogenesis.
但是1864年有一个生源论这个理论这个法定他们发表了这个。
Only life gives rise to life. Life cannot come from non-living matter.
那么这个规定只说一切生物只能来自生物。
That was discovered by Louis Pasteur in 1864.
这个是路易·巴斯德在1864年发表的这个论点。
God didn't take the matter energy he built and saw make it into a living being. He had to bara a new miracle to bring life into existence.
上帝不是只是用改造将现有的物质和能量所改造，而是需要将生命这种新的东西给创造出来，是要用 bara 这种奇迹性的创造。来推翻这个自然的法则。
Science didn't know this until 1864.
科学知道了1864年才发现了这个事情。
The Bible knew it all along. It's there in Genesis 1.
但是圣经一直都知道，在创造，在创，呃，在创造，在创世纪第一节就已经讲到了。
One more.
还有一个
Read this passage, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 to 12, and it's quoting from Psalm 102. It says, You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
那么在这边希伯来书你可以看到它是从诗篇这里所拿到的所取出来的一篇经文叫做主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手创的，天地都要淹没，你却要长存，天地都像衣服渐渐旧了。
They will perish, but you remain. They will all grow old like a garment. They will be changed.
天地都要淹没，你却要长存，天地就像衣服渐渐旧了。
Grow old like a garment.
就像外衣渐渐旧了。
You can look at a garment through the years and you'll see that it begins to decay, begins to rot, begins to get old, begins to get frayed.
那你可以看得到衣服、服装过着，我们可以看得到过了一些时间它就会腐烂、会磨损、会坏掉、散落。
Wait long enough and it'll fall apart.
那你等得更久一点的话，它就整个就烂掉了。
But nobody ever thought the entire universe is like that.
但是之前的人们可没想到宇宙也是这个样子的。
People thought the universe would just keep going on forever and ever and ever. We'll get old, we'll die, new generations come, but the universe will just continue the same as always.
但以前的人们可不是这么想。他们是觉得像我们人或者是世界上的物体会老、会坏掉、会散落，但是没人想到这个宇宙是这样子的，因为他们以为宇宙是永远会持续的下去的。
But not the Bible. The Bible said that the heavens and the earth, like everything else, will grow old.
但圣经可不是这么说的哦，天地宇宙都会像任何的事情、任何的事物一样，会渐渐的旧。
And here too, the Bible was right.
这里我们也看到圣经是正确的。
The second law of thermodynamics is considered the most certain law in all of science. It says that all natural processes are moving towards decay and disorder and breakdown.
那么热力学的第二定律是科学里面所讲到的是最坚定的定律，是不可逆转的，不可反的，是讲到说热量递传到温度不可逆性的温度高的物体传到温度低的物体，所有的东西都是越来慢慢的越来越损坏，越来越破旧的。
And scientists today will tell you that the universe is decaying, it's moving to maximum disorder until it will hit what's called heat death, when all life, all processes, everything will cease.
那么现在科学家了解所有的热能都是越来越低了，到了某一个地方的时候就会到了热能的死亡，所有的东西在这个时候都会损坏、破损、消失。
In 1850, that science discovered that people who thought the universe would always just continue were wrong.
一直到1851年，这个论点才发布出来，所以之前认为宇宙是一直会继续的人，他们是错的。
Only the Bible had it right.
但是圣经也一早就知道了。
And again, we have to ask, how is it that the Bible knows these things that are so obvious to us when we read it that we don't even pay attention because we know it, and we don't stop and realize that the people at the time of writing had no way of knowing these things?
但是我们知不知道为什么呢？怎么可能我们现在因为科学的发达所知道的论点，在之前以前的人们没有科学的指导之下完全不知道的事情，他们可以知道呢？怎么可能将这些事情写在圣经里头呢？
How is it that the Bible is always right?
怎么可能圣经一直都是正确的呢？
Scientists make mistakes, but the Bible never does.
科学家会犯错，但圣经没有犯错。
There is no other book anywhere in the world like this.
没有其他任何的书是像这本书一样。
Are there scientific errors in the Bible?
圣经里面有科学的错误吗？
The answer is no, as we've seen.
没有，我们看到。
On the contrary, there's amazing knowledge that could only have been put there by God.
相反的，我们可以看到圣经里面反而是有先进的科学知识，是只有神才能够写在这边的。
And this stands as proof that the Bible is the Word of God, God-breathed, inspired, infallible.
所以这个反而让我们知道，圣经是神所启发的，是神所给我们的。圣经是神的话语。
This is why we read, the entirety of your Word is truth. Your Word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it.
所以圣经里面自己也写到，你的话，你话的总纲是真实的，你的话是极精炼，所以你的仆人喜爱。
So love the word of God, folks. Learn it, study it, read it, because it is entirely true.
所以我们要爱圣经，要学习它，好好的阅读它，从里面我们可以认识到真相，认识到真语。
Let's give it the respect it deserves.
我们对它要有很大的敬畏。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us a book that is perfect.
主，我们感谢你给了我们这个圣经，我们可以阅读它。
A book in which you have given us enough proof that this is the true book.
这个完美的书。让我们知道里面有许多的证明可以证实它的确是真实的，是由神所来的。
The true word of God.
是真真实实神的话语。
Let's remember the words of Jesus. You search the scriptures, thinking in them you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me.
让我们想到耶稣之前所说的话语，在圣经里面你寻找关于永生的了解，关于永生的知识，那这些是讲到我耶稣的。
Through this book it is that we know your son Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们可以从圣经里面知道您的儿子耶稣基督，我们的主。
Our Savior and Master.
他是我们的救主，我们的。
Give you thanks.
我们给他谢谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Will you do a breakout room?